Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While the presidential contest remains mired in uncertainty this morning, the race for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts was never in doubt. Democratic Senator Ed Markey easily won re-election to another six-year term, defeating Republican Kevin O'Connor, a lawyer from Dover. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks joins us now this morning to talk about that and other Massachusetts election news. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob. Good to talk to you.
Not that we weren't talking a lot last night, Anthony. So, as expected, Ed Markey cruised to victory over Kevin O'Connor. What stood out to you in this race?
Well, this race was really over by the end of the primary, that hard-fought primary election between Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy III, which, of course, Markey won. And what's interesting is that at the start of that primary, one of Markey's apparent weaknesses was that a lot of Massachusetts voters didn't really know much about him. But he ran a tough race. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez endorsed him and helped burnish his progressive credentials. Lots of younger voters, progressives in particular, came out and supported him. And that primary race really raised Markey's profile, which helped him easily beat Republican Kevin O'Connor. So here's Markey last night tipping his hat to all those young supporters.
And when these young people stood up and demanded change, we let them lead our charge. Today, Massachusetts voted to affirm our movement's mandate for change.
And Markey, first elected to Congress in 1976, he's the longest serving member of the state's congressional delegation. And Bob, with yesterday's victory, he now has the opportunity to remain in the Senate until he's 80 years old, at least.
At least, if he doesn't run for re-election then.
Exactly.
So tell us about his opponent, Kevin O'Connor, who appeared really to never have a chance.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, of course, Massachusetts did elect a Republican to the Senate. Scott Brown did it in 2010, but that was during a Republican wave year. O'Connor was a political newcomer and a supporter of President Trump, who faced a steep climb in a state that voted heavily against President Trump. So in the end, Markey was helped by voters like Pat Hartvigson, a Democrat from Groton, who told me yesterday that O'Connor was relatively unfamiliar to her.
I don't know that much about Kevin, but I supported Ed because he was steady and progressive, certainly right on climate, but just an articulate and good senator.
All right, that's the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts. Anthony, let's talk about the race in the 4th Congressional District between Democrat Jake Auchincloss and Republican Julie Hall, this to fill the seat that will be vacated by Congressman Joe Kennedy. What do we know about that?
Well, again, no big surprise here. At around 1 o'clock this morning, the Democrat Jake Auchincloss was declared the winner, and the Newton City Councilor easily beat Julie Hall in a heavily Democratic district by about 30 points. Auchincloss is a former U.S. Marine. He spent part of his career working at a cybersecurity startup, then as a senior manager at Liberty Mutual's Innovation Lab. And again, this was a race that was more or less over after Auchincloss won that very crowded Democratic primary. So he'll be going to Washington in January to fill Joe Kennedy's seat.
All right, let's run through the ballot questions. Question number one, the so-called Right to Repair initiative, hugely expensive and forever present in the unending TV commercials, Anthony.
Right. And question one passed overwhelmingly with about 75% of the vote. And just to remind listeners, this will expand access to motor vehicle repair data, requiring car makers to share information known as telematics that they collect wirelessly about vehicles' mechanical health, if you will. Voters basically ignored the dire warnings from auto manufacturers who spent tens of millions of dollars opposing the question. So question one passes.
But Anthony, it's a closer vote on ballot question number two, which would have implemented ranked choice voting in the state. I say would have implemented because it appears that question is headed toward defeat.
That's right. Now, with ranked choice voting, voters can mark on their ballots the order of their preferred candidates. Then, if nobody wins 50%, there's an instant recount, a process that continues until someone emerges with a majority. Maine uses it. Cambridge uses a version of it and has for decades. But voters statewide appear to be rejecting it. At the moment, more than 1.2 million Massachusetts voters voted in favor. More than 1.5 million opposed it. But the votes are still being counted on that. But it does appear headed toward defeat.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks very much.
Hey, my pleasure, Bob.